The next patient is Lucille Graham. The last name is G-R-A-H-A-M. G-R-A-H-A-M, like in Mike. Lucille, L-U-C-I-L-L-E. Number one, clinical case of a 68-year-old black female that has a clinical history of diabetes mellitus and CKD stage 3B with a proteinuria that is around 1 gram in a 24 hour in the gram per, excuse me, a gram per gram of creatinine. Period. This patient was seen on February the 14th of 2023, and we found one creatinine of 7.3 milligrams per cent. The patient was in acute renal failure. Because the previous creatinine to that was 1.5. The patient was admitted to the hospital. In talking to the patient, we found out that she had been prescribed Rybelsus and she was taking 7 milligrams. Rybelsus is R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 7 milligrams daily. And we stopped the medication, we put the patient in IV fluids, and during the hospital stay, at the time of the discharge, the serum creatinine was 2.4 milligrams per cent. The patient was discharged, and was given an appointment to see us today. And to our surprise, the serum creatinine went back up to 4, the BUN to 40, the potassium 5.3. The patient does have a CO2 of 25. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.3. And I'll let her know. You're welcome. Thank you. And the serum glucose is below 200. At this point, we review the medications and we review the case. The patient has been taking hydralazine, 10 milligrams, three times a day. That I decided to stop because the association between hydralazine elevation of the ANA and kidney failure. Period. Number two, the blood pressure today is 132 over 88 with a heart rate of 80. The physical examination, there is no evidence of edema. The patient is rearranged, is requested to change the medication as follows. Stop the hydralazine, increase the amlodipine to 5 milligrams POVID, start the patient on carbidopa 6.25 milligrams POVID. Number three, diabetes mellitus. The patient was taking a combination of glimepiride and glyburide. Glimepiride 1 milligram, glyburide 5. I'm going to stop the glyburide and give them glimepiride 2 milligrams daily. And if the blood sugar is above 200 in the evening, take the second one. The prescriptions were called to Central Florida Pharmacy. Yeah. following number, hyperlipidemia, that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin. In view of the variation in the laboratory workup and the lack of knowledge and explanation for the acute kidney injury, we're going to order a kidney biopsy in order to clarify the condition. We are going to check ANA, and we are going to see the patient in in 4 weeks, and I am hoping that this kidney biopsy gets done as soon as possible. The case was discussed with the patient. The procedures were discussed with the patient. The change of the medications were discussed with the patient and given written instructions. And we see the patient in 4 weeks. Paragraph, I spent 25 minutes reviewing the imaging in which the kidney anatomy is completely normal. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.